DW.
We are happy, but we are not happy with the lightning.
Thunderstorm.
I'm feeling good because we are collecting water.
Minky Sithole and four of her five children are sitting on a bed that takes up most of the space in the concrete room that is their home in New Thalwane, in the heart of Eswatini. The small kingdom in southern Africa was formerly called Swaziland. A candle lights up the small space, as the electricity has gone out. Outside, rain is finally pouring down. It's supposed to be the rainy season, but until today, it hadn't rained. Now that the water is finally falling down from the sky, everyone in the community is relieved. They're heavily dependent on farming and need water to survive. But the rain also brings its own set of problems.
Oh, this year the rain came late. And when it came with a lot of disaster because now instead of collecting money for trails to weed, we are collecting money to repair our houses.
Just a few days ago, a hailstorm swept across parts of the country, tearing roofs of houses and destroying windows and windscreens.
When it's rain, but after 2 days, it's become very hot and windy. So it just takes all the water we have on the ground. And even if you have plowed something, it's just banned by the sun. I think the climate change, it's disturbed the whole community.
Eswatini is suffering from the repercussions of successive droughts. Water scarcity is affecting most of the 1.2 million people who live in the country. But some are particularly badly hit, for example those who are living with HIV or suffering from AIDS. Minky is one of them.
I remember that when I heard that I'm HIV positive, I didn't want to hear that. And I got shame of myself because they say you are HIV positive, it means you were having a lot of boyfriends or you were, they call you by names that time. And that's why I was crazy on my mind. And it takes me about a year or two to reconnect myself.
Minky tested positive for HIV in 2006. Her husband started ignoring her and eventually left her and the children to fend for themselves. He was in denial and did not want to accept that he was carrying the virus himself. Minky, a petite and composed woman, found support from an HIV task force who encouraged her to take her medication and told her that life will go on, the now 41-year-old remembers. HIV/AIDS is the number one cause of death in Eswatini. The country has the highest HIV prevalence in the world amongst people aged 15 to 49. Almost 30% of this age group has contracted the virus. Women are disproportionately affected. According to UNAIDS, of the 190,000 adults living with HIV in Eswatini, 120,000 are female. The conservative country has been reluctant to focus on sex education and speak freely about the virus, which is one of the reasons for the high rates of infection. Minky eventually started her own support group for those directly or indirectly affected by HIV/AIDS in her community. Today, the group has around 30 members and gets together regularly. They visit each other when they are sick, offer food and financial support, and fetch water for those who are too weak to do it themselves.
The work of the support group, we share the problems. Sometimes when you start taking the drugs, you become very weak, dizzy. Sometimes you vomit. Sometimes you have rash all over the body. You have itching feet.
Since Minky was diagnosed with the virus, a lot has changed for the better in Eswatini, including improved access to HIV testing services and the provision of free HIV medicines. At 86%, the country has one of the highest rates of treatment coverage in sub-Saharan Africa today. According to Minky and other members of the support group, it has also become much easier to openly talk about being HIV positive. While those infected with HIV can now live a normal life, staying healthy can be difficult in poor rural areas, such as New Thalwane. For example, the water situation has been dire since before Minky moved here to live with her husband 23 years ago. There's no running water. She recalls the first time she had to trek to the river, a mission of several hours.
I was shocked. I just saw sand, only sand. There was no water. We have to dig. Dig down in the hole, you won't see the one who was fetching the water down there.
The whole extended family, including the children, still have to come along to fetch water. All hands are needed to bring back enough to meet everyone's needs. In the dry season, they have to make the trip two or three times a week. And that gets exhausting. And it's not just the family members who rely on the water. They have to share it with livestock. The water is brown and murky. When she can afford it, Minky, who supports her family by selling snacks and sweets and running an informal preschool, prefers to buy water delivered by a tanker. But that is expensive. It's 700 Imalan jelly, or 45 euros per delivery. While that water is of course safer to drink, Minky won't be able to afford food, school needs and bus fares for her children after she is paid for the water delivery. Many of those who are HIV positive go to the simple but professionally run local clinic perched above the community of small houses dotted across the hills. They go for regular checkups to measure their viral loads and to collect their medication. Numathemba Dlamini, supervisor of the clinic, says that the dry months of July, August and September usually bring a lot of viral diarrhea cases in both adults and children.
It brings about a lot of problems. Those who are viral suppressed, we have less incidence for the diarrheal diseases. But those who are not virally suppressed, they have high incidence cases of opportunistic diseases, including this diarrhea. And they come here really dehydrated. Some of them, we refer them to a bigger institution for intravenous infusion.
There are plans to improve the water situation in New South Wales in the near future. The UK non-profit organisation WaterAid, together with their local partner Nazarene Compassionate Services and the government of Eswatini, are working on a water system in the community. A previous attempt had been made by the government, but questions of sustainability were not adequately addressed, and as a consequence, the system ultimately failed. Under the new project, villagers will pay affordable prices for the water they draw, ensuring that there are funds available for ongoing operation, management and maintenance. Minky can hardly wait.
I have a dream in my mind of making a pigs project and having a fish dam so that I can make live. I will also have eat healthy food because I will have my small garden. And I will also plant fruit trees, two trees or three.
DW.